Three dudes talking about anime. Guess it's important to hear what they say. Are you ever wiping throughout night and day? Now that you listen to the Rant Cafe.
Newest episode of the Rant Cafe on time, as usual, every week. We don't miss a week, and we don't come late. I'm here today.
We just keep on getting later and later. Eventually, we're going to be back on time again.
True. A broken clock is right twice a day. True.
Yeah, well, this time it was Nux's fault, but often...
It was Nux's fault.
Often it is my fault, so I can't really complain.
You know the difference between when it's my fault and when it's your fault? When it's my fault, we start late. When it's your fault, we just postpone.
No, it's not true. That was one time.
Anyway,
Nux, you missed last week. And last week, we had an absolute Chad, a Giga Sigma Chad, on the podcast. Basically, this guy stole your girl. He smashed your favorite toy. Like, this dude, it was just... He's everything you want to be, Nux, so tell us. Like, he was so much better than you at being you that people thought that he was actually you. That, like, you were actually kind of cosplaying as him because you were trying to improve your persona. Like, what do you have to say about this?
So, once you send me payment for Rant Cafe, I'm willing to relinquish my spot for him.
Ah, okay.
He's just better. He's just superior. How can I match him?
Yo, Fatoshi, yeah, bro. Like, your name is just Nux. Like, it's not Fatoshi, bro. True. Fatoshi F's.
Do you know Fatoshi F's, Nux?
Yeah.
Dude, he's hilarious, man.
Dude, he's in my Discord.
So
time I do one of my community Discord tournaments, he like says, oh, I'd speed date you. You know?
Well, yeah, dude, he's a Discord mod. He knows he knows the in and outs of Discord.
Yeah, he's one a Discord day, mod by Discord profession.
That's great.
And also, he is also a professional speed dater, from what I've heard. Like, he's just smashing bitches.
Yeah, true.
So Nux, we're glad you're back though, Nux. Like, you didn't retire yet. I have to ask you, what do you want to talk about?
Oh, all right. So last week, Thursday, I couldn't make it because I was drunk.
What?
That sounds like something I would fucking do. I'm so proud of you, Nuxy boy.
Thanks, man. It was a good day. I was drunk. We were talking about evil empires that, like, tyranny. And it ended with a bottle of wine. And beer. And scotch. And a bit of bourbon.
Well, you're mixing a lot, bro. I don't know if that's a good thing.
I didn't say it was a good thing. I'm just telling you what happened.
Sam, thank you for the gifted subs.
In my opinion, I think that whole mixing thing is bullshit, or like beer before liquor
before
beer.
Dude, it's overrated, right?
Dude, it's all in your stomach. I think the fact that you're mixing means you're drinking a lot, which is why you're getting fucked up. I don't think it's the fact that you're mixing is the problem.
That's very not scientific, but I agree completely. Like, for example, only real betas make coffee in a cup. True chads eat the coffee beans, drink the hot water, and then the milk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that is the more science? Potent, like, or you, like, ground up the beans and you just snort it, like, right directly. Let's go.
Yeah, is there actually science behind, like, the fact that mixing is bad? At the end of the day, like, alcohol percentage is alcohol percentage. Like, I don't understand.
It's not just alcohol percentage involved. I think it's also the different content, sugars and stuff like that, mixing in your stomach can create problems, because for me, like, if I eat like a bunch of different fruits all at once, I might get like indigestion. I think it depends on the person, but I think it might be related to that. I don't know, man, though. I'm not an alcohol scientist.
Yeah, I just drink it.
Yeah, same. I wouldn't call myself an alcohol scientist, but I am an alcohol connoisseur.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I haven't consumed alcohol in like over a year, probably.
Yeah, week.
Yeah, I used to drink it, but now I don't feel the need, you know.
It's an easy way to cut calories, that's for sure.
And yet, haven't really lost weight.
Well, then alcohol wasn't your issue.
Well, yeah. Dude, don't replace it with cake. I mean, you know.
I mean, I do like me some cake, bro.
I think cake's overrated. I'm not a big cake guy.
Depends on the cake, Briggs. Like, if you're talking about, like, store-bought American cake, okay. But, you know, you got some desserts.
I thought you were going to talk about booty. I thought for sure that was... You were going to start... I thought for sure you were
no,
going
yeah,
to...
Yeah, I was waiting for the meme response as well.
No, it wasn't a meme response. I'm being serious. If you look at, like, Italian desserts, like, other European-type desserts, Serbian desserts, I love them. Like, there's a lot of good stuff there. But, yeah, like, buying, like, a generic sugary cake from the store is not... It's overrated for sure. Mm-hmm. Especially with, like... Mm-hmm. What are we even talking about, man? But anyway, especially, like, with a lot of, like, icing. Like, that's just, like, empty sugar calories. Like, it's pointless.
Yo, anime, thoughts on Xerxes?
The, Persian?
The Persian emperor guy. Mm-hmm. Thoughts?
I mean, I liked him in 300. I thought it was.
I mean, like the actual. I'm talking about the historically accurate Xerxes. What are you?
So am I, bro. What do you think? 300 was historically accurate. How dare you?
Yeah, right, dude.
They didn't wear any shirts in Sparta, bro. They just had fucking chiseled abs, and they crushed those Persians. I don't know super a lot of details about him other than, you know, the generic overview stuff. Is there anything specific that I'm missing? Like, I know more about Darius, I would say.
Yeah, no, I mentioned Xerxes because, like, he did a few things that would get him canceled on Twitter in the modern era. Like, you know, he had a party, and then his wife didn't want to come to his party, and she threw her own party, so he killed his wife. Like, he'd get canceled really big time.
I mean,
kill your wife for that? Like, bro, Twitter would not leave.
Bro, he'd get canceled for making a joke about killing his wife. Not like killing his wife.
So what ended up happening after he killed his wife?
She was dead, yeah. And then he got a new one. New wife.
Yeah, but he was a fucking autocratic ruler. Like, he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, he was fine with it.
Enough. You had a spicy tweet that you wanted to talk about.
He did.
Dude, I've been staying off Twitter, minding my own business like a good boy. Every second VTuber gets canceled over the last few weeks. It's been stressful as hell.
Oh, yeah, there's been a bunch, bruv. I can think of three right now.
Same here. But I had nothing to do with any of it.
Let's go.
What they call a non-problematic individual.
Bro, you were truly a pioneer in terms of getting canceled as a VTuber. Like, you were one of the
first.
Dude,
because I got canceled for bullshit.
You were first and never again, bro.
You don't understand. I got canceled for, like, doing something that something good, I'd say. However, everyone else that's getting canceled, it's, like, for manipulating people and, like, being mean to people and, like, slandering people and gaslighting people and stuff.
Okay, like, people overuse gaslighting so much. People overuse gaslighting.
But I mean it in the actual way.
No,
I'm using it in the actual.
You know, I 100% agree. I 100% agree that you didn't do anything wrong in that drama, and I said that all along. But I don't know. Like, I don't know the other people well enough to know whether or not they actually did the shit they're being accused of.
Yeah,
but yeah, man, it's crazy. And this is what I think. The VTuber community and anime community, by extension, has gotten really big now as compared to, like, a few years ago. So now you have all sorts of people, including people who just, like, love cancel culture and live with it. Like, you know, like the woke warriors on Twitter. But then again, you also get some really shady people who actually do stuff that is messed up. So that all mixes together to create, you know, a toxic community like every other community that the internet ends up destroying.
You know what's really funny? I was thinking about this the other day when I saw people getting canceled on Twitter. I'm like, these VTubers have these super nice and, like, heartwarming and wholesome personas, and then they're doing these shitty things behind the scenes. And then you have Nux, who has an asshole fucking shitty persona sometimes, and then behind the scenes he's, like, such a bro. Like, he's such a wholesome dude behind the scenes, like, in the DMs with, like, his, like, with people, and then, like, just the complete reverse.
Yeah, Nux decided to kind of, like, flip the script so that, you know, your expectations of him are going to be low rather than the other way around, where it's like, oh, look at this cute little puppy dog VTuber. It's like, oh, he's actually a, you know, he runs a cockfighting ring in the
Honduras.
Southern United States, where everything is legal.
Honduras. Like, it's funny because just yesterday I was talking to just today I was talking to Lando, and his latest video was like a 10 out of 10. It wasn't doing great, So I just randomly said, yo, Lando, your latest title thumbnail, it's kind of terrible. Can you switch this to that and change the title to this? And so I asked him, how's the video doing? And his response was, shot up to 7 out of 10 from 10 out of 10. You're a wizard. Heart.
Let's go.
Yeah, but why don't you do this to me? Like, you don't message me saying, hey, bro.
You've done this for years. Lando's done this for 6 months.
I guess, but I would still accept your help.
Yeah, I know your thumbnails are good, though, Mac.
Yeah, your thumbnails.
You figured it out. I don't know how they're always, like, you have these images and they're always so bright. Like, how could it be that bright? How can that face be that bright?
Because
I don't care about the arrow and the font. It's that huge-ass face in your thumbnail that's, like, somehow shining through the, like...
Well, I do that. I manipulate the colors. So, use, like, brightening and highlighting tools. And also, sometimes I get, like, art made, commissioned specifically to look like that. Because you got to get, you know, bright faces in your thumbnails or you're fucked, bro.
Well, I mean, it's funny because speaking of people getting roasted on Twitter, Mac, I don't know if you saw this, but some people were calling you out for spoiling the One Piece chapter.
Yeah, I did see that, and it's funny because I didn't even spoil it, but you know, people will always complain about something. Basically,
well, people complain about the title thumbnail.
No, but see, so my title was, and it was Gozen's video, but I came up with the title. It was basically just like, these One Piece spoilers can't be real, and then the thumbnail wasn't a spoiler, it was a fan art based on the previous chapter. So it wasn't even anything related.
No, but you can... Okay, you're spoiling the last chapter, bro. Not the next chapter. That's what they were complaining about.
No, they were complaining... No. The complaint was about talking about...
Look, I don't care. I honestly don't care at all. I think that if you can get views off spoiling stuff, like, honestly, I mean, I killed Bakugo for, you know, for the memes.
Listen, I covered the manga as it comes out, so I, like, that's... You know, everyone does that. Everyone puts spoilers from the chapter that came out. I think the argument was that you shouldn't talk about spoilers before the full chapter drops. But again, the title and thumbnail didn't spoil anything, so...
Okay, so if you want to argue that, you make videos on chapters before the official release.
Sometimes, yeah.
Every single time.
But I do support the official release.
Okay, but
on Viz.com, and I'm a member.
At the end of the day, his job, it's his job to get views on YouTube, but I don't fucking care. Like, low-key,
yeah, no,
like,
I
completely understand the argument of people being upset, because at the end of the day, both of the thumbnails I just looked at on your channel spoiled the most recent, like, legit chapter, in a way. But just the reality of things.
Yeah, but that's the thing. We're a manga covering channel. Like, everyone else does that too, right? So if you have, like...
They don't do it in the way you do. They dance around spoilers. Like, if you look at your latest chapter review...
What are you talking about, bro?
You have Joy Boy Reborn in the thumbnail.
That's not even a chapter review, and...
It doesn't matter, bro.
Bro, but what do you mean? But who are you looking at if you say that? Like, who are you looking at?
You know what? I'm just... Hold on. Let me open...
Look at anyone that covers One Piece.
Tekking's thumbnail. One Piece chapter 1043.
Okay, well,
review.
Tekking
stuff
is...
Stuff happens.
Tekking is special. Because he doesn't do that. But look at Grand Line Review. Look at Ohara. Look at Anime Balls Deep. Look at Plot Armor. Look at BDA Law. Look at, like, all these other guys that cover One Piece.
First of all, I don't know all these people.
Of course. Because that's why you don't know what you're talking about, my friend.
Second of all, let me go to Grand Line Review since you mentioned him.
Ohara kind of spoils a little bit.
This title was his, but he's back with 1043 in the thumbnail. His title is literally just
Yeah, it's just the thumbnail is just a number, right, Nux?
With Luffy in front of it.
Yeah, what kind of Luffy?
Definitely not like yours. Anyway, it really doesn't matter. It's like super.
Well, if it didn't matter, you wouldn't have gotten into this stupid rant, Nux.
No, because I just need to prove I'm right. I don't think it matters.
There are definitely people who are going to unsubscribe or send hate your way for the thumbnails and titles you use, but that's just the way it is.
Yeah, I'm
and you're gonna get a bunch of followers and subs for people who are caught up and want that content. It sucks for people who aren't.
No,
subs
it's
and
true
end up
because
feed, but...
people were arguing that you shouldn't discuss spoilers at all until the official chapter drops. Like, even if you don't spoil in the title and thumbnail, you shouldn't even talk about it. Which
okay,
I mean,
that's stupid.
Okay,
that's really dumb. Because
that
one has the right to click on the video.
Yeah,
that's
but
stupid.
That was the argument I think for the thread that you're actually talking about. I think
I'm not talking about a thread. I'm just talking about some stuff I've seen. Thing I didn't
in general.
Read it enough.
Oh, okay. Well, that was an argument that I saw of people actually making the argument. And I think that that's totally fine if you don't want to discuss spoilers. But I personally enjoy them and enjoy discussing them. And so do a lot of other people. So, you
yeah,
know, like
stupid.
Everyone just do what they do.
That's really dumb. That's really, really dumb. If people are upset at you for covering spoilers without spoiling in the title thumbnail.
You're not forcing
people to watch your video.
And that's my argument, right? And the other thing is, I'm not the one leaking the official release, right? Like, I'm not the one who makes it available.
No, it's kind of like a news channel.
If something leaks, if information leaks that the company doesn't want leaked or whatever, and they cover it, they're covering it because they're a news channel.
That is a really bad example because news isn't about spoilers. News isn't about... Well, I mean, it is
okay, let's say gaming news. Let's say gaming news or gaming news or anime news or whatever.
Enough talking about the fact that Ace came back and died again. Let's move on.
Well,
that was rough, right?
Well, I mean, you're not that far off with Sabo, but we'll see what happens with that.
I haven't read the spoilers, by the way.
No, it's not this chapter. It's not this chapter. I'm talking about One Piece. I'm talking about Sabo like hundreds of chapters ago.
You did that on purpose, Nox. You definitely did that on purpose.
No.
I'm happy, though.
The point is, One Piece is freaking awesome right now. So if you are a One Piece stan and you're not caught up to the latest chapters, get caught up now.
Sure.
Also, One Piece Virgin, get caught up now.
Yeah, that'll be up on the YouTube channel tomorrow, actually. So fucking behind on everything, but I actually...
Bro, I just don't even... tell you about it anymore. I'm like, this guy.
I'm the worst. Dude. Well, the problem is we didn't upload for like 12 months and the channel died, and then I was like, I guess we should start getting back into it. But it's been rough. Because of the whole Spotify thing and everything, chat. Anyway, you still haven't brought up your tweet, Dux.
Bro, anyway, Twitter sucks, and I tweeted just randomly. I went back on Twitter and I was like, Twitch, watch the 60-second unskippable ad to support your favorite streamer. Also, Twitch takes 90% of all ad revenue. And I was like, haha, this is kind of funny and also so true. And Twitch treats streamers like a pimp treats whores. Hilarious.
Oh, no. Bro,
that is, say that.
That is offensive to pimps. I can't believe you would say that.
Sure. Anyway, so that was the tweet. Haha, I just meant it kind of as a meme. And it wasn't supposed to be a thing. And then Hassan retweeted it and it became a thing.
Oh, no. No, yeah. Hassan retweeted you?
Mm. It was sick. I love Hassan.
It's kind of fucked because if you think of every other platform, none of which take close to 90% of ad revenue. I literally make nothing off ads on Twitch. But to be fair...
I hate that they show ads. So for me, the reason why I made that tweet is because of the two-facedness of trying to bamboozle viewers into thinking watching the ad is supporting the streamer when it is doing nothing.
Yeah, that is very shady. You're right.
It should just show the ad. Show the ad. Fine. The website has ads. They're allowed to do what they want. But say watch this ad to support your favorite streamer is like, it's gross. Honestly. Yeah.
It's manipulation, right?
Straight up.
I will say that when I first started doing Twitch,
I think that's worse. That's worse than streamers saying, it's just $5. Donate to me $5. Right?
Well, it's on such a grander scale. They're doing it to every single one of their viewers.
More. You don't have to watch that streamer that's begging you for money. And you don't have to pay them.
Yeah.
You have to watch the ad.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah. And that's the interesting thing, right? When you can identify an individual person that you feel like is being shady, you know, they'll get canceled and all this, you know, threads will be posted about it on Twitter and all this other stuff. But a corporation like Twitch, which everyone uses on a regular basis because it's a faceless corporation, people don't necessarily stop and think about stuff like that.
Unless you're Lord D. Nuxenor.
I will say ad rates on Twitch are so much better than ad rates on YouTube, but there's just no point because they take 90% of it. Okay. And then also more than half of your audience ends up being subbed to you, so they don't see ads anyway, so you just make nothing off ads.
And the problem with it is that they have these ads that you can't even skip. It's like 30 seconds. Like on YouTube, you can at least skip an ad that's more than like 10 seconds or something, right?
15.
Oh, okay. Well, that must have changed because before it was like 5 seconds. But the point is that they, on Twitch, it's like 30 seconds, no skipping, and it says on it, watch to support your creator.
But
right?
Also sometimes like they'll hit you with 4 30-second ads in a row that you can't skip.
That's
like,
nuts.
No, and, what? Really?
And then they'll be yeah.
Well, I never got that. I don't think.
I've gotten two for sure. I've gotten too many times.
Man.
But I do know people have meant people say that they've gotten 4. Someone in chat just said they got 4.
Wow.
There's an interesting thing. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. So Twitch is like rolling out this thing where basically you could like actually like earn like a little bit of a salary on Twitch, where like if you run an ad
twice an hour,
not talking ad revenue at all. If you run it twice an hour, this many hours per month, they'll pay you $500 US or $1,000 US just to run that many ads. So it's like, if you do those ads, you get like $1,000 per month type of thing.
How much do they get?
Way more than that, obviously.
Yeah.
But
they take 90%.
They take 90%. The problem is they are like, it's going to vary for them because it depends how many views are seeing the ad. But they're saying regardless of the amount of people that see your ad that you roll out, if you do this and this number of them, we will pay you this amount. So it's kind of like a way to guarantee your income and like remove the variables a little bit. I just don't do it because it's just like the ads are so obnoxious. Like they're a minute long, 30 seconds long, non-skippable. And then people just leave your stream, so there's no point. Hello.
Yeah. No, I heard you. Sorry.
And I'm lamenting silently over the pain that this has caused.
I honestly don't know how Twitch is still in business. Like, it is...
I do. YouTube's been really bad at promoting streams.
Yeah, because I would think that YouTube would have been all over this and the whole streaming thing, they would have locked it down a long time ago. Because, like, as you always say, Nux, YouTube is a much bigger platform. YouTube also has the bigger budget. And Twitch just has so many own goals constantly that it's like, why doesn't YouTube just completely shut them out?
And it has an algorithm that promotes your streams. With to grow on Twitch, you got to grow elsewhere and promote your streams on fucking YouTube and TikTok, and then you grow on Twitch. So, like, in theory, YouTube should destroy the market, and they just suck.
Yeah, and the thing with YouTube is I think they're so big and profitable that they just can't be bothered to be better, you know?
They do try for streaming, but I feel like they're like, you know what, we're going to do this. And then they try for a week, and they're like, okay, whatever, too much work.
Oh, yeah, or they'll be like...
months later.
Well, they'll be like, we'll bring this one big streamer over and, you know, that'll solve everything rather than actually supporting the organic community within YouTube, right?
They're not allocating enough resources and time and people towards this constantly to actually make it happen.
You know what YouTube can unironically do? They can keep their algorithm as it works and their channel as it is. And they should also have a website called YouTube Live where it's just live streams. And it's kind of just Twitch, just with an algorithm.
Yeah, I mean, that is interesting. I just don't know if it'll, if then they will end up having a small market because most people are just going to the original YouTube.
Yeah.
But I guess they could promote it somehow, right?
The algorithm only works because YouTube has so many people on it, right? If it was small, YouTube Live, it just wouldn't work. It'd be the same shit.
No, but this is an interesting topic because I think that the world keeps just going more and more digital. And as we do, this space is going to become a battlefield, whether it's the VTuber community, whether it's YouTube and Twitch, whether it's, you know, the NFTs and shit. Like, things just keep getting more and more digital and you can't ignore it. You have to kind of be part of it. Sometimes you're even forced to for work or whatever, school. So... I do think it's interesting stuff because, like, we were talking about earlier about the whole VTuber drama stuff, and I think that's inevitable in any community as it grows. But it is really interesting what Briggs mentioned earlier. Like, VTubers often have this really, like, over-the-top, friendly, and innocent personality. But then behind the scenes, they're normal human beings, some of whom are kind of shady and kind of do sneaky things. So it's like, what does this do, you know, in terms of psychology and in terms of, you know, people letting their guard down?
Because,
and
it's kind of funny because, you know, VTubers, they, you know, they come up with lore and stuff.
Yeah.
So very often, you know, they are playing a character.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, and I mean, everyone is to an extent, right?
True. But
I'm not.
They're not supposed to.
I guess.
I mean, they're not marketing themselves as a character. They're marketing themselves as an individual.
Yeah, like, I'm literally a water nymph from, you know,
true,
New Zealand.
True.
That is a difference opinion. Between having an over-the-top persona, like, I am who I am, but then I bring it up a couple notches just for, like, to make the content more exciting, versus just being an entirely different person and creating a fictional character, which is nothing wrong with that, but it just, there's a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
Also, yeah. random, because I have no patience to talk about, like, Twitch.
Hey.
Quite! What up, brother?
Hey, I'm going out in a bit, but I figured it's been a while.
Oh,
so
my God. All right, let's go back to the previous topic. All
yo,
right,
Quite, thank you for joining us. It's been getting a little stale without you lately. We started talking about, like, One Piece spoilers and shit, so...
Dude, I missed you so much. It's been
missed
so
you guys
long.
Too.
It's been so... How long's it been? A day?
Yeah, dude, it's been... It feels like years.
Truth.
I told Quiet you gotta crash one of these podcasts soon, please.
I have
roughly 10 to 20 minutes, so let's
Animac, Animac Briggs. This is Quiet. Quiet Animac Briggs.
Yeah, I think we know Quiet, bro.
Yeah.
I cosplayed Quiet.
Yo, did you know that Quiet's a VTuber? And we were just talking about VTubers.
True.
What are the odds?
But then again, so are you.
So what? So we were talking about how VTubers are playing characters very often, and that's why it's so surprising when some of them are scumbags behind the scenes.
I don't know about all that. I'm a backpedal on this one.
No, I'm kidding. I just said that to make you awkward. Don't worry. We were really talking about how Twitch is stealing ad revenue from streamers.
What's the split again?
90-10.
How nuts is that?
That's so ass, dude.
Have you ever wondered why you look at like your Twitch analytics and you're like, wait a second, I only made 4 cents off ads this month? That makes no sense.
I always figured it was because just like comparatively to YouTube, I get so few views, but I don't know how CPMs are.
Yeah, well,
also,
the thing
is, anyone who is sub to you on Twitch does not see ads or shouldn't see ads.
Yeah. So to be fair, they gave me more money than I'd ever make off of them watching ads.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So.
Yeah.
No, so the thing Quiet is that Twitch has like a 30-second unskippable ads, sometimes multiple apparently, as opposed to YouTube where you can at least skip the ads. So that's the kind of craziness because they tell you, and Nux was talking about this, they tell you there's a message saying, you know, watch the ad to support your streamer. Your favorite streamer, but it doesn't say, oh yeah, only 10% of you watching this will go to the streamer.
Yeah, that's kind of shitty. Like, my ad rates have been improving, but that's because I fucking, like, shit ad breaks down my viewers' throats whenever I go take a piss.
Ah.
And he pisses a lot.
Yeah, oh, yeah, no, I have, it's not like my bladder's awful, but, like, it's very distracting to me. So, like, you
it's
know,
awful,
I could.
It's just tiny.
Among other things.
No, I know what you're saying. It's not that you can't hold it in, it's that it's annoying to keep holding it in.
Yeah, and it's as good, it's like a good reason as any to run an ad break, you know what I'm saying? Top of the hour, if I could.
Also, I find, like, if you're streaming for, like, 6 to 8 hours, like, I just need to stand up, like, every hour at least once just to, like, move my fucking muscles and stretch a bit. It's I kind of have to go pee or I kind of have to fill up my G Fuel bottle. Like,
I usually, go pee when I finish whatever drink I'm having, whether that's water or, like, a G Fuel or some shit. Mm-hmm. So I can get another one.
Are you also sponsored by G Fuel?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, Animac, you gotta get on that, bro. You're the only one.
Fucking outcast.
I don't drink G Fuel, so that'll be weird.
Not yet, you don't.
Yo, people in chat, if you ain't using code Briggs or code Nuts on G Fuel, use code Quest.
Yes.
Drink the peach Gazorpazorp, or whatever it's called. That's Quite's favorite.
The Sonic peach flavor is fucking great, I gotta tell you
that's
that.
That's exactly what I said.
If you've ever had, like, the peach cups as, like, a kid, like, it tastes as close to, like, peach juice as I think any G Fuel flavor has tasted to its original flavor. Like, the thing it's based off, I mean.
I like the peach iced tea better than the Sonic Peach Rings, but just
I haven't had the peach iced tea.
Sonic Peach Rings, I like it. It's just so sweet. So it's, like, that's got to be, like, your preference. But the peach iced tea is like, perfect.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big iced tea guy, so I can understand where the discrepancy comes in.
Yeah, if I could get cold MILF, I will start drinking G Fuel.
You probably could. I don't think anybody has it.
That'd be
and
free,
I imagine,
free,
I imagine some marketing. People would think it's funny that that's your code, so they'd use it as a bit.
Yeah, and I couldn't mention it ever on YouTube, though, but it's just demonetized for the word MILF.
I don't know. I had MILF in a title, and it did all right.
Okay, well, check this out, guys. Now, let's talk about my situation from last week. I said semen once in a video. Got demonetized.
Where? You saw them where?
Semen.
Yeah, where'd you see them?
Oh, yeah, quite.
Sorry.
Anyway, I said semen once in a historical context. I was talking about the Aztecs and how for them, the rubber from a tree symbolized blood and semen and fertility. So I said that once, semen, demonetized. I appeal
it. Was that a One Piece video?
Yeah, it was a One Piece video. Yeah, One Piece video. Talking about rubber. Anyway, so I appeal it, confirmed demonetized by a human viewer. Now, I said no swears in this at all, and it's for inappropriate language.
How can you say that you said no swears when you said semen?
It's a technical medical term, Nox, and it was used in a historical, completely non-sexual context.
You know what else is a technical medical
term? Vagina?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't say vagina either. The point is,
I don't get.
It got confirmed by a human reviewer as not appropriate, and then I had like my network appeal it again, and then it got overturned. But the point is, allegedly two humans were like, oh yeah, he said semen once in a non-sexual context, yeah, demonetized.
You know what happened, Animax? They saw your title and thumbnail, got spoiled for One Piece.
Yeah.
they're like, fuck this guy.
It was a theory video, it's not even a fucking spoiler.
Dude, I don't get that though, because I like have said some unquestionably vile shit in my videos, and I'm green for like the last few months. Like, I haven't had a yellow one in a long time.
Well, see, this is the thing. I don't know why exactly it got hit, but that's the only thing I can think of, because I didn't say any other gamer words at all. And I mean, I had a similar thing two months ago, I said the word syphilis, had the same thing, but it got overturned.
There's no way you got demonetized for syphilis.
Syphilis
no
is the only one I said. Syphilis. I said a character died of syphilis because someone in
maybe you got demonetized for saying your character died. There's no way you got demonetized for
syphilis. I say characters die and get decapitated all the time. I covered demons there and so many.
There's no way it's because of you said syphilis.
It was syphilis, trust me.
I think you guys should get that checked out, bro.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie, homie. My favorite age restriction that I got was, I got a video age restricted. I had no idea why. I sent it to Team YouTube on Twitter, and they replied to me with a timestamp. They said, look at exactly like 6 minutes and 50 seconds into the video. And I go there, and I say the word penis in the video. They actually, they age restricted, not demonetized, age restricted.
Age restricted for penis?
Yes, the craze or cock, I don't know, something like that. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Like, they got the timestamp like 7 minutes into the video. I couldn't believe it.
Dude, I don't know either. Like, I've been promoing my song, which is named something I can't say on Twitch, in like the first 30 seconds of my videos for the last week, and they're all green. Like, I don't.
Because Saltines is a brand, you know? Like,
true.
I doubt it gets picked up even.
That's a good point. The word is green on Nerd's List.
I think my favorite story to tell about demonetization is the fact that I got videos taken down of me playing Apex for sexual content on TikTok, but then I literally upload Bust or Bust on TikTok, which is like me showing like anime like chests and people guessing it. Not sexual. Me playing Apex, sexual content. And I couldn't even fuck, I peeled it and they said no.
Oh yeah, I heard the TikTok is like ridiculous. Anything to them is sexual content.
Oh yeah, they're so inconsistent about it though. Like they'll let like softcore porn stay up, but shit like that.
Bro, all of YouTube Shorts that I get like the most views are just softcore porn.
Maybe it's, those are your YouTube Shorts.
That's recommended again.
This is an anime.
But this is the thing. It's not my recommended. It's when I go to like an account I don't use and stuff. That is where it gets recommended. So it's like the general stuff that's getting recommended to most people. It's not based on my preferences. It's just like people like chicks twerking like half naked, stuff like that.
I signed into the Rank Cafe Twitch after not using it for like 6 months, and it was just like ear licking and like fucking deep throating mics.
Listen, man, it is the Rank Cafe account is a Twitch account, and that's what Twitch is now. That's all I'm gonna say.
No, it's not. It's less than 1% of Twitch.
Bro, Twitch is just ear-licking, deep-throating, and freaking VTubers and Chibidoki. That's it.
That might be... Okay, Chibidoki is like 90% of Twitch, but...
That's why I said Chibidoki. I would
say that ear-licking is less than 1% of Twitch, okay? If it's on your homepage, you actively look for it.
Okay, well, it's not called ear-licking. It's called ASMR, but we all know...
ASMR is less than 1% of Twitch.
Okay, cool. Cool, Nux.
Yeah. I know.
I don't think so, but...
Sure. Okay, I'll tell you right now. ASMR right now is 25,000 viewers, okay? Just chatting is 500,000 viewers!
Just chatting with your ears.
But could you do just chatting with ear licking though? Could you combine that?
No, the ear licking is not in the just chatting. You get booted out. You get banned if you ear lick in just chatting. That is in the ASMR section. Just chatting right now is 8 times bigger than ASMR.
Okay, so okay, Nux.
300,000 people playing Valorant, the 240,000 people playing Grand Theft Auto.
Okay, Nux. So playing Fortnite. Tell me this, Nux. If you go, since I'm sure you've never watched some.
Absolutely. Amaranth is one of my favorite streamers.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, like, someone who has never to go into their Twitch recommended and tell us if you see any of them.
Okay, I'm in my recommended right now.
But you just said you watch Amaranth, so you're
But it's all just chatting! My whole recommended is just chatting and Elden Ring.
And are any of them microphone licking?
No.
Well, Nux, I guess Gozen's been watching that shit on Rank of Fate account.
Alright, yeah.
I think that's what we have to conclude, guys.
Okay, did we ever give Quite our password to Rant Cafe?
Quite. What are your thoughts on ear-licking, deep-throating mic ASMR?
I think it's really hot.
Let's go, babe.
Do you use it to fall asleep?
Nah, ASMR like actually makes me fucking squirm. I don't like it.
Hmm. Yeah, I heard a lot of people are like that.
It's like, I enjoy ASMR when it's not on headphones. Like, I like those soap-cutting videos, but I like the visual part. Like, not the actual noises.
Okay, cool.
Yo, Quite. When are me, you, and Professor Lando starting the Degenerate podcast?
I literally told you this on stream, Nux. You're trying to kill yourself.
I think that like, we should call it detention.
If you start another podcast, you are going to be booted off Twitch for self-harm.
Bro, Twitch doesn't care.
Twitch doesn't care.
as long as he plays those unskippable ads, Twitch doesn't give a shit.
Twitch wants you to stream 420 hours a month. Like...
Yeah, I know. I remember when we were trying to get partnered on the Rank of Fate channel, and they're like, oh, you didn't stream this many hours. It's like, we streamed, like, 5 minutes less. Like, no partner.
Yeah, I hit the requirements for partner and didn't hit it until, like, I leveraged that I had a YouTube account.
Mm-hmm, yeah. It was hard for us because it wasn't, like, it was, like, a side channel for all of us. So it wasn't, like, oh, this is my Anime Uproar channel and this is my Anime Uproar. Like, it was, like...
It's also it's a podcast channel, so... Once a week or twice a week or three times a week, we go live for an hour and a half. Like you can't get partnered that way. It's dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I literally started gaming on Rank FA after we finished a podcast. I would just like start playing some games.
Get the partner status.
Just to get partnered, I would just stay on for like 2 hours afterwards.
I don't know. How did Tommy in it get freaking partnered on Twitch? He didn't have the hours? No way.
Oh, yeah. I have no idea how that guy could have possibly gotten partnered on Twitch.
Yeah.
Min streams for like an hour a week.
Well, he streamed like
granted,
often,
he gets like 300,000 live viewers, but
yeah, he's mostly like a YouTuber these days, isn't he? Like, he's more focused on like his vlogs than anything, it seems like.
My man's branching out.
He just changed, like, man. I missed when he used to fuck people in Minecraft.
I missed when Animec used to make anime videos.
I still do, though.
Oh, I haven't watched them. I wouldn't know.
I know you don't watch, but I just published a One Piece theory video yesterday, bro. I'm doing One Piece, bro.
Oh, let's go.
Doing One Piece, bro.
Wait, that was you published it, not Gozen?
No, that was me, bro.
Wow, I'm gonna watch it. I'll watch it.
I published two One Piece videos in the last week.
So, my song Can't Be Said on Twitch drops at midnight EST tonight. I gotta go, guys. Have a good one.
Hell yeah, boys.
Best of luck. Good luck. Hope it does well.
Appreciate you, Quite. Appreciate you coming here to promote your music debut.
He's gone.
I love that man.
He is a good guy. Okay, so what else are we talking about? Because, yeah, the future of the internet is VTuber, drama, and virtual signaling.
The internet.
VTuber, drama, and virtual signaling. Corporations getting more digital. NFTs.
Yeah. I have a question. Very important. I tweeted something out, I think, yesterday. I want to hear your opinion, Nux. I said Pokemon Arceus and Yu-Gi-Oh! Master Duel both flopped.
Disagree. Yu-Gi-Oh! Master Duel did really well.
Is it still doing well?
Are you saying flopped, like, in terms of how much money it made?
See, that was the biggest issue. Is I just said they flopped because I'm like, oh, I don't see anyone talking about it anymore. I played them like 3 times each, and I didn't enjoy it, so I stopped playing. So my personal enjoyment, I thought it was bad. I also feel like no one's talking about it anymore on my timeline. or like on YouTube and Twitch and shit, or not as much. So I'm like, these games flopped. But a lot of people disagreed with me, and they're like, this game Pokemon sold 6.5 billion copies.
Well, I know Gozen really likes Arceus.
Sounds like a Gozen game.
It's a Gozen game, yeah.
Yeah, like he liked it, and I think he played it quite a bit.
Real men, real Sigma grind sets play Elden Ring. Gozen plays...
That's just an unfair comparison. Elden Ring is a fucking game of the decade.
Is it really that unfair of a comparison, though? They're both open world games from big companies that are...
Yeah, I mean, the Pokemon games definitely have the budget. Like, you can't say that they don't have budget or...
Pokemon's the biggest, it's the most lucrative franchise in the world. And they made their first open world game.
Yeah, and they
have... The problem is, they know it'll do well. They know it'll do well, so they don't fucking care, and they put as little effort in as possible. Like, they just do enough. They do enough that they're like, that people will enjoy it and, like, buy the next one. If you're a Pokemon fan, because we're all biased with, like, fucking goggles on. At the end of the day, like, it was a... Like, it looked like it came out fucking 15 years ago, this game.
I can't believe Tricky would have sex with Arceus.
Tricky Wii?
Yeah.
I can see that.
Me too.
I can see that.
But at the time, I was just like, wow, she would smash God.
You wouldn't?
Well, I personally don't subscribe.
I don't know what I said. I was just saying.
I personally don't subscribe to Pokemon religions, but, you know, up to you guys.
That's such an Animac response. I love it.
That's the Animac response. You see, the issue with Arceus being called God is that it's not canonically accurate, historically accurate.
Yeah, I've met God, bro, and he's not Arceus.
I don't know, man. And I read the Bible, and Arceus only came up once or twice.
You sounded like Jerry Seinfeld there.
I'll take it as a compliment.
Nah.
Welcome to the internet. What do you prefer? Would you like to fight for civil rights or tweet a racial slur? Tons of content, some better, some worst.
Bo Burnham.
I love that song so much.
Yeah, he has some great stuff. He has some great stuff.
So, what's new with all of you guys?
I've been doing pretty okay. I came late today because I was late.
Well, it gave me more time to try to beat Elden Ring with only a torch.
Yeah, there's this one guy that keeps... This one verified Twitter guy. I don't want to mention him by name because I don't want to get upset at me, but he keeps following me on Twitter, and then I don't follow him back because I don't like him. And then he unfollows me and follows me again like a week later so that I get it in my verified tab again.
Well, that's what you...
He keeps showing up!
That is your strategy, right? You said that. When you're verified, it's good because people see your shit and they know. So
yeah, he's utilizing that strategy. Yes.
Yeah. So you know, you've made these monsters. Now you can deal with it.
I don't know who this person is.
Before we end this episode, I do want to ask you guys: what do you think is the future of our within our digital age? You know, because I think that virtual reality is going to keep getting bigger and bigger now. People have been saying that for a long time, but I think that now is the time when it really starts taking off. But what do you guys think?
Like, this is a novel opinion.
No, but what I mean by virtual reality is like not just like VTubers. I mean like actual, like working in a virtual reality space.
You mean like the, what's it called? Oh, the metaverse?
Yeah.
The Zuckerverse?
No, I mean like literally putting virtual gear on to go to the office rather than going to the office. That type of stuff.
That is exactly the metaverse, bro.
Well, then I'm not informed about the metaverse. Why don't you tell me about it? Because I should know more.
That's it. It's just a virtual world, and it's so garbage. Like, they want you to actually buy real estate. Virtual real estate.
Yeah, and that is another thing that I've seen a lot of people, like, there's, like, Second Earth or some shit, right? Earth 2. And these movements where you can, like, buy virtual real estate. Basically, NFT idea, right? It's like... I can buy the Statue of Liberty in a game.
Bro, you can hang NFTs in your house in the metaverse.
Whoa, that is meta. That is meta.
Oh, I wanted to mention Briggo. I watched like the first 18 episodes. Let me see. How many episodes exactly?
Oh, yeah, and SAO is coming out this year, guys. SAO.
Ranking of Kings.
Do you like it?
It's all right.
What?
I'm definitely, you know, I'm rooting for Prince Boji. He's very cute. I love him, and I would fight to protect him. But there are just some things that I kind of feel like anime to even make fun of this. I like a lot of the show. I like it. It's not my favorite.
No, I want you to say the Animac thing.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Okay, I'll tell you the Animac thing. There's this character named Thomas. Okay, not exactly. I just don't want to spoil the plot. Okay, his name is Thomas. Are you ready?
I think you might be ahead of me, though. I've only watched 14 episodes, but continue.
All right, this part is fine. It happened already and earlier. So there's this guy named Thomas. He is supposed to train Prince Boji. All right, spoilers. You know what? Spoilers, guys. Just warning you. He's supposed to train Prince Boji. Okay, and Prince Boji was put under his wing. Fine. Anyway, he is training Prince Boji, but Prince Boji sucks because he's deaf, mute, and very weak. So Prince Boji's brother seizes the throne because when his father dies, the father appoints Boji to take him over. But the father, then the council makes a vote, and the dude, this Thomas guy, votes not for Boji, the guy who he was training the whole time. He votes for his brother, the asshole, just because he's not as weak and as deaf or mute. So anyway, so he becomes the king.
Oh, because he thinks he's unfit to rule a country.
Yeah, that. So he votes for him, all right? Kind of a dick move, right? I mean, it was the king's will. It was the king's will that Boji would take over, and this guy was loyal to the king. And he was the guy that was in charge of training Boji. Kind of a dick move, still votes for the guy. So what does the new king do, the brother? He's like, wow, bro, wow. You betrayed my father's wishes by voting for me to become king? I don't trust you. I can't have you working for me. So Thomas is like, but I voted for you. He's like, you know what? There's one way I could gain your trust back by betraying my brother. By killing my brother. So he tries to kill him and thinks he succeeds. And then he's like, oh my God, I killed the guy that I was, you know, punished for betraying, who I was supposed to not betray, but I am now killed him because I was commanded to kill him. So then he cuts his own hand off. What? And then he just goes about life like everything's fine.
Why does he cut his own hand off? What?
He's just like, how could I? Cuts his own hand off.
That was the hand he used to kill him.
What? No, the hook?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, I will say that I agree. I agree with the brother 100% not to trust the guy who betrayed his brother, even though...
Dude, absolutely. No, I
thought that was... Bro, I thought that was your point at first. I'm like, bro, that makes complete sense. It's like,
I agree. So you betrayed the person that you were supposed to be. Okay. My focus is on Thomas. This is the worst character that was ever written.
Bro, you guys need to if you are interested in history of like the French Revolution and stuff.
Bro, you didn't even know.
Check out a guy called Talleyrand or Talleyrand. That guy served for like 7 different governments. He kept betraying them all, and people still fucking trusted him. It's like they should have employed the principle of, you keep betraying people, bro, I'm not gonna trust you. But they kept trusting this dude. It's so frustrating.
Right, Animec, you clearly are.
Why did Napoleon trust him, Knox?
Animec, you're a fool. We always know that you can always trust a dishonest man to be dishonest. It's the honest ones.
But why did Napoleon trust him?
Hey, Brigo, what's your thoughts on that?
I don't know. I'm just fucking thinking of ranking a king. Because yes, he was a shitty character, but like he was also just like supposed to be super, super flawed. His whole thing.
Flawed. Flawed. This is not the foundations of flawed. I just quoted Pirates of the Caribbean, and you're thinking of Thomas, okay?
Anyway, I do need to watch Ranking of Kings because so many people have been recommending it. I just what platform is it on?
Crunchyroll.
Okay.
I'm sure that's where Naps watched it.
So not Netflix.
No, I watched it on a piracy site.
Yeah yo, dreaming.
Yep.
I actually watched it on Crunchyroll.
Honestly, no one who's involved in the creation of One Piece can criticize pirating.
True.
It's like you're literally glorifying the pirate life, okay? Pirates were not all good people, okay? A lot of them were ruthless criminals. So
I mean, there's a lot of ruthless criminal pirates. I don't know if you were reading the same story here, Adamek. The whole point is that regardless...
The thing I like about One Piece is the fact that there's no fights because everyone's friendly.
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing, too.
The whole thing, though, with Thomas is that he's struggling with this thing where, like, he truly believes that he should do anything for, like, the people that he's following or that he rule the kingdom. So if someone orders him to kill a child, he will kill a child. And like,
yeah, but the king ordered him to have his Boji become the next king.
That king's dead, bro.
Yeah, but he followed his orders. There was no new king to this to disagree but they were, with him.
They had a fucking round table. It was probably a rectangle, actually, because this show sucks. But they had a table vote.
But he voted against the king!
I don't know. I see what you're saying.
This man was he was a terrible character.
He flip-flopped a lot, for sure.
Wait, stop. We need to talk about this in greater detail because, you know, power grabs and shit is my thing, so I need to watch this stuff.
This wasn't even a power grab! He wasn't even grabbing power! He's just pathetic! Pathetic! Then he cut his own hand off, and then he tried to commit suicide and failed, and he's like, I can't even kill myself successfully.
Okay. I love how he trained Boji for years as well, and he's just like, he can only see to train him in his own style, which is like, straightforward and strong.
Boji has no physical strength, so he's training him to become physically stronger, and he's like, dude, just become physically stronger, bro, just head forward, and then he trains him with this gay French dude for like a week, and he becomes the strongest character in the show, okay?
Dude, before he even trained with the French dude, before he even trained with him, he was so fast and agile.
I know!
And the fucking teacher, Thomas, didn't even know.
Nox, was he a gay French dude, or was he just a French dude?
Yeah, so in the first episode, when he was like sparring with his brother, and he was dodging all the hits and like tapping him in all the places, I'm thinking, wow, this Thomas guy, he's finally going to turn to him and say, you know, I see you have potential. But he turns to him and says, you coward, that is not how a king fights. He gets the crap kicked out of him.
Bro, how do you not support the get good strategy of training? Just get good.
Get good in your own way, bro. In your own
just
way.
Get good,
that's
scrub.
What French dudes understand.
If anything, Boji is more of a Dark Souls player. He's like, please.
Yeah, he
dodges. I'm just gonna dodge. I'm just gonna roll, dodge, poke.
Poke you with a stick!
Anyway, I think that with One Piece being as hyped as it is, Nox has to make his No One Understands Zoro video.
Who?
You need to make No One Understands Zoro, bro.
Who? No One Understands who?
Zolo.
Oh.
Yeah, Zolo in the official Viz translation.
Yo.
Yeah, but Ranking of the Kings, I enjoyed it. It's funny. It's cute. That's the thing. It's a really cute show. I like how it makes no sense.
Dude,
we are now introducing this entire new race of Shadow Clan people. Yes. I love how, like, Boji's friend is a black puddle, and they're like, but Boji, you're deaf. How could you understand what he's saying? And the black puddle's like, he could read my lips.
What?
It's a puddle! It's a puddle! He's reading the lips. It's a puddle. It doesn't have lips.
Okay, well, this sounds great.
It actually is really good.
It is really cute.
How insane was the scene, or how like hype was the scene when like the king looks at the mirror and sees, you know what? You know who?
What?
You don't. In like episode 15 or something, when the king comes back. In Little Boy.
Okay, alright. Yeah.
And he looks at the mirror.
Don't talk about kings coming in Little Boys. That's not okay.
Oh my god. Okay, guys, I think this is a good time to wrap up the podcast.
No! Tell me that was a hype scene, Nux.
That was pretty cool.
We will be back next week. I'm gonna make an effort.
I remember what you're talking about. He looked in the mirror, but it didn't show it. Like, that's where the episode ended. He's like, ah. And then it showed like two episodes later.
No, he started laughing.
He started laughing, but
because he was Joy Boy the whole time. Anyway,
yeah, but we already knew who it was.
I will make an effort to watch some of Ranking of Kings for next week, so we can talk about it a bit more.
No, it's okay.
All right. Thank you guys for joining us. We're back again next week. Until next time, see ya, Space Cowboys.
Bang.